I'm going to quickly, this is kind of a, I'm going to suggest it's a related question, but I didn't talk about it today kind of because it was different than where I really wanted to go and felt like we needed to go. But if you have not heard, I encourage you to pay attention. Look and see what's going on. Overnight, the long-awaited invasion, and it wasn't quite the invasion that we were expecting, but it happened. Looks like it may have been Delta Force. There are stories all over the web this morning. The President of the United States has issued a statement. Basically, he said what happened was that they went in and they took out Maduro. And he is on the, I guess it's the Iwo Jima, a destroyer in chains with masks and earplugs on. And he's headed back to the United States to face trial for crimes that have been literally outstanding warrants. And that was what was done, was a warrant was issued and delivered by U.S. Delta Forces to arrest the guy. Now, what is not being told, and this is the thing I think is fascinating, is there has been some hint of this. And I just recently got a book by Ralph Pizzullo, and it's called Stolen Elections. There's a subtitle as well, but Stolen Elections. This is one of the most shocking things I've ever read. I actually saw the interview. I mentioned it with Laura Logan, with a CIA guy and some other folks. The fellow who is Patrick Byrne has been involved in funding a lot of this. Essentially, what it amounts to is, whether Americans know it or not, and they've been lied to, Venezuela has been at open war with the United States since about 2006. Really went into high gear during the Obama regime. The 2020 election was stolen. Most Americans know that. But what they don't know is that was part and parcel of a cartel called Cartel de las Soles that is probably one of the most powerful, intertwined, multi-trillion dollar. It's a supranational, not just a Venezuelan, but a supranational organization. Connections with Castro, connections with Hugo Chavez, and then Maduro. But more importantly, through some mob bosses that are the real honchos, a guy named Diosdado Cabela and a bunch of others that have been running the Smartmatic Empire, manipulating elections throughout the Western world, moving towards communism and destroying things. Trillions of dollars worth of oil money and incredible level of corruption. The bottom line here is, until you actually start to try to connect the dots, it's almost staggering how great the level of control and deception is. It's not just Venezuela and Communist China. I mean, I thought it was Communist Chinese, and indeed they own their fair share of senators and Congress critters, and they've had a president or two. But that's just part and parcel of it. It turns out even they have been run by some of the same supranational cartels that run the Mexican drug cartels. Those are the little players, the bit players. Those are the street folks. The cartels you hear all this about, they're nothing compared to the big guys. So I guess what interests me in this is, I look at this and I see this is kind of a metaphor for a biblical level deception and a grand scale of evil, the likes of which most Americans just plain can't get their heads around. Can this be survived? I'm not sure. But what I do know is, whether or not we're being told by a dishonest press, this war against Venezuela, and it is a war, folks, is arguably the most important war. Whether it can be won or not, I don't know. Because I don't think the president has complete control of the forces. He sure as hell doesn't run the CIA. It's amazing that this seems to have gone off, but I'll take it with a grain of salt until we know. Because they may still, turn this around and get Maduro out of there and decide that they're going to try to get rid of Trump, because that is the scale of battle that we're dealing with. But anyway, this is the biggest, most important war, arguably the only war that the United States has really been involved in and should be since 1812. And if you remember what happened then. So we got lots of really nasty stuff going on. So I encourage folks, pay attention and be prayerful, because this is a true big one, and there's so many things going on here, the likes of which we don't even begin to know the whole story of. Okay. So yeah, that's a good question. Where will they hold it? And I'm not sure. The warrant comes through the Southern District of New York, which for me is kind of like saying we're going to indict Satan at Hell Incorporated. Yeah, sure. That's a great way to do it. So I don't trust anything coming out of the Southern District of New York. But I guess the warrant was already pre-issued. So follow this one with some interest. Just be aware that you're still not hearing anything. I don't see anything in the news about the real issue here. The real issue is Smartmatic. The real issue is Dominion. The real issue are these voting machines. They were in the United States purchased recently by a company called Liberty that's supposedly Republican run. Oh, yeah, sure. How stupid do they think people are? Answer, they elected Zoran Mamdani, didn't they? So just watch this one with some real interest. That is true. And there's a woman who was, her name's Machado. She was the one that was won the Nobel Peace Prize, been involved in Mexico, in Venezuelan politics. Venezuelans are celebrating around the world, and all those that are in exile from the country that fled and so forth. So they may install her. It's going to be a while. We'll see how all that goes. I think what would be interesting, and I'm hoping that we'll see this play out, and if so, it'll kind of confirm that at least some stuff's on the right track. If the first thing she does isn't come back in and say, okay, now we can tell the American people, your elections have been run by Dominion and Smartmatic for years, and Venezuela has been at war against the United States. Not just child trafficking and drug cartels and running, you know, $1 trillion corrupt oil business, but no, we've been running the world's elections. 72 countries, essentially, is what the information says, that Smartmatic has put in leftist dictatorships and or corrupt officials, including many, many, many elections in the United States. The Congress of the U.S., they basically own the Congress because they put half of the corrupt representatives in there that are running things. And that's why you're not seeing anything. That's part of the reason why I believe Trump kept all of this secret from Congress, because they'd have tipped Maduro off. Okay. It is amazing. All right, let's see. Well, I don't see any other questions, so let's begin to close in prayer. Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you have given us your word. We thank you that we can come together, that iron can sharpen iron, that we can study your word. We pray that you'd give us eyes to see and ears to hear. We know that when we ask for wisdom, you've said you will give it through your word. So we do. We pray that you would give us wisdom. Give us discernment. Give us understanding. Help us to rightly divide your word of truth. Show us the things you would have us know and understand. Father, help us to rightly distinguish the Ruach HaKodesh from all the various other demonic spirits that have been leading the whore church astray for so many years. So many things that we have been told that are not true, that are at variance with your word, even though they seem to be quotations, but when we take them out of context, they're no longer consistent. So much deception, Father. So many things that we have been warned about. So many people that arguably have never heard the one true Mashiach actually preached. Because we've been told he did away with the law, and that's a lie. How can we recognize the real from the fake if we are never taught? If the things that we have been told are twisted by the unlearned and untaught, as they do the rest of Scripture. Father, there is so much deception. Guide us. Help us to be able to give an answer in season and out for the hope that is within us. To speak your truth boldly as we ought to. To speak your Mashiach, you, as we ought to. To recognize the true Mashiach, the salvation of Yah, who is and was and shall be and is the Torah made flesh. And today is your Ruach, but the true Ruach, Abba, speaks your truth from your word. Give us the words to speak. Guide us in this time ahead. We do pray that we would be counted worthy to escape these things that are coming, and that we would be able to teach, and that we would be found doing your work when you return. Help us to do that from now through all this time that lies ahead. And above all, Father, guide us that we would be good and faithful servants unto you. All this we ask in your set apart name, for you are our King, our Savior, our Mashiach, our Redeemer, Yahuwah Rapha, our healer, by whose stripes we are healed. You are the Torah made flesh. You are Yahuwah Zedeknu, Yahuwah Vitzivenu, Yahuwah Zevuot, our all-sufficient El Shaddai. And we thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's begin to wrap up the live portion today anyway with the Aharonic blessing. We remember that Yahuwah spoke to Moshe saying, speak in turn to Aharon and his sons and say to them, this is how you bless the B'nai Yisrael. Say to them, Ivarekaka Yahuwah Varishmareka Yair Yahuwah Panavaleka Vichuneka Isayahuwa Penavaleka Yasim lecha shalom. May Yahuwah bless you and keep you. May Yahuwah make his face to shine upon you. May Yahuwah lift his countenance upon you and give you his shalom. Amen. And thus he said, they shall put Shemi, my name, on the B'nai Yisrael, and I myself shall bless them. And may it be so.